Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now. Show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and right now we're going to have a trans-global group hug. Here we go, and a cosmic kiss. Ooh, there you go. Because it is a trans-global co-creation, because all the energies who are present today in the chat room, listening on air, guests calling in, and special guests appearing on the show all help to co-create the energy, including our lovely co-host, Gary Moore. Hey there, Gary.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Jan Christie. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. And here we are gathered from all over the place. You got to love technology, you know, bringing us all together right here from all over the globe. This is how cool is that, you know?
And we cross time zones and oceans, dimensions, and everything to join together.
Yeah.
We do. Okay, then. And today we have the welcome return of our lovely guest, Claire Candy Hoff. And today she's going to be speaking about twin flame relationships before she actually takes any callers. But before we do that, we're going to play a song that I know she loves, this one, as I do myself. It's called Adiemus. So we'll give that a quick spin before we bring her on.
Love it.
Me too. And we can all chill out.
Thank you.
And here she is, author of the channel book Angels of Faith and direct from Healing Angel Healing House, Here we have Miss Claire Candy Hoff.
Hello, everyone.
Hiya.
Hello, Candy. How are you?
I am extraordinary. I'm very well today. And how are you two?
Well, I'm perfect.
Buckling on, as usual.
Of course.
That's lovely. Lovely to be back on the show. Thank you so much for inviting me again.
Oh, welcome back. And
welcome
we're
back.
Just in the process of celebrating Remembrance Day. Between the 8th and the 11th of November, we're celebrating it. So it's not just a day now, it's half a week.
lots to remember.
Yes,
of course. And I suppose you'll be
doing
that in America.
So what did you have to remember? Or have you forgotten?
Yeah, we've forgotten what we have to remember, of course. So you'll be doing at 11 o'clock in the morning, as we will. We'll be doing the Remembrance 2 minute silence.
Yeah.
You still do that in America, don't you?
Yes, we certainly do. And it's very important this week. It's the 11th day of the 11th month of the that all totals up to that 11th hour. Very important portal of energy that's opening up.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to speak to us about something that I really love to talk about, and that is twin souls, isn't it?
Absolutely.
This is a
subject that's very dear to my heart, as I drew my own twin flame to myself 11 years ago. Actually, it's our 11th anniversary this coming November 15th. Pete and I are going to be celebrating another 11 years together. You know, Jeanne and Gary, this term, twin flame, it's really becoming increasingly familiar in a lot of metaphysical communities as the consciousness of the planet continues to rise and many choose to live solely from their truth within themselves. You know, this rising of the consciousness to fourth and fifth dimensional energy, with this, the possibility of these twin flame relationships or divine love reunions is increasing. And it needs to increase as their reunion, a lot of people don't know this, but the twin flames are very sneaky because their reunion is kind of like a hidden secret weapon because these relationships contain powerful, much-needed codes of divine love, which they're seeding the planet with. And along with that divine love seed, in addition, they're coming together to bring about the realization of their divine mission. And every twin flame relationship has this divine mission in which they contracted to bring this forth on the earth plane for the ascension of humanity. And it's different for each twin flame, but what it involves is the combining of one twin's gifts, abilities, and talents with the other twin's gifts, abilities, and talents to put into this mission to bring it forth. For instance, I've channeled many books, and with my connection to the angelic realm and my posse of angels, my angelic family, and with my writing, my husband is in the film industry. We've written screenplays together, and it is our intention to make movies and to produce and direct and to bring forth these amazing projects that we have been given to bring forth our messages in this medium. And so in many ways, the sum of the parts becomes greater than the whole. It's very exciting. Let me also say, while there's a greater possibility for these divine unions to take place, it's not 100% assured that it will happen until each individual twin goes through the burning off of anything that is not in alignment with their divine eternal nature. You know, many twin flames speak about going through a dark night of the soul, of inward personal growth, and before they met their twin flame, and then much like the phoenix rising from the ashes, afterwards, you know, it was, you know, like serendipitous or, you know, synchronistic or magical how they met. This burning off of this cleansing includes getting rid of anything that affects us with anger or sadness, resentment makes us reactive or triggered us and takes us off that line of love, acceptance, unity, and just pure light. And that's why our twin flame is quite literally our other soul's half. Before we incarnated, we were the perfect balance of male-female energy, and then we chose to be a certain gender, and then we split, and that's why we're always looking for our other half. But, you know, for so long, people have asked me, you know, why have twin flames been so rare on the planet? And it's because the Earth's energy did not support this. And so many times, twin flames would have liked to have come together on the Earth plane, but it was so difficult to hold that high frequency of that divine love. And so instead of them both coming to the planet and never, you know, like ships that pass through in the night, never really, drawing one to the other, a lot of times they chose to take turns supporting each other through respective human incarnations by one of the twins just remaining across the veil where they could be of most help for the other person. And with the raising of the energies, that's why I was prompted to start my twin flame counseling with many of my clients, because it just never seemed to amaze me that I had so many spiritual teachers, healing practitioners, and really enlightened clients that came to me, and they were so knowledgeable of spiritual wisdom, yet the one area that they still had not brought back into alignment to experience the divine love of their own was around this issue of this clearing and cleansing of themselves to be in alignment to experience their own divine love. So that's the newest service of Angel Healing House, is to help people to see where they might not have cleared and cleansed their own issues that is stopping them from either realizing their own twin flame union on this earth plane, or if it's not a twin flame relationship, they still can go on to have that divine, clear love for themselves. No more game playing, no more compromises, no more settling, just that pure, unadulterated, you know, allowing each other to be themselves and just it being in that loving, accepting energy. So that's what I'd like to talk about today, a little bit about that twin flame counseling.
And so let's hope that we have a few callers who are wanting specific advice on how to get their twin soul.
That would be lovely, or to see what is actually blocking them. For instance, provided in the counseling is we would look at a client's life to see if every aspect that they're living is coming from a spiritual place. You know, a lot of people, they know a lot about spiritual practices, but they haven't translated it to their life. You know, it's amazing how many people are very good at talking the talk, but not really turning the mirror back on themselves and living it in every moment, no matter how much we rationalize or justify, you know, that, you know, something happened and we can be angry about it or sad about it or bitter or resentful, that will go into tainting any relationship that we bring to ourselves.
And any baggage that we may have from a previous relationship can really hold you back. So I was lucky enough to meet mine. So I wrote channeled a song for him, which I'm hoping to play out with at the end. So do you want to take any callers now, or do you want to keep speaking for a few minutes?
Oh, I'll just bring up a few more points about the things that we go over in this twin flame counseling. We'd actually look at a client's rigidly formed expectations and attachments of what they believe that a love should look like, because that might be sabotaging true love from finding them. You know, many times people allow their physical ideas of what a person should look like or should be like to override their spiritual connection in order to have a divine love. I'm laughing because I've had many of my female clients said they would not date anyone who was shorter than they are because they like to wear their heels. They would not date anybody that doesn't make a six-figure salary or did not own their own home. Or
kind of limited, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Some women say they won't date anybody who doesn't have a full head of hair. I mean, and in many instances, one may have actually found their twin flame, but they're not giving it a chance because things like income, race, culture, social standing, they don't factor into determining a divine love. You know, we re-examine a person's belief system to see where they might be denying their own heart because they're listening to everyone else. I had one person say to me, I think I found my twin flame, but I decided to unfriend him on Facebook and because my girlfriend said to ditch him because he didn't own his own home and he didn't drive a nice enough car. You know, those things just don't factor into it. And then again, on the male side of it, you know, I've had some male clients who've come to me for this counseling who said, all women are the same. They're only gold diggers. They just want to be with a man, you know, for a sugar daddy or to give them money. But this was like a magnet that drew only this type of women to themselves. You know, their belief system acted like a self-fulfilling prophecy, and yeah, they just drew women to themselves who wanted to use them. So we really do take an angel's perspective view over somebody's idea of what love is, and in order to encompass, really, clearing and cleansing those things so that they can be open to receive a divine love in their life.
Removing the obstacles that could stand in the way of them and their twin flame, basically.
Absolutely. You know, mm-hmm. Gary, one of the most important things in this twin flame counseling is I have several exercises I take my clients through. One is called the forgiveness exercise, and this is primarily forgiveness for oneself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is the acknowledgement process, in which we take a higher view and we acknowledge the people that we brought into our life so there's no more blame. We thank them for giving up part of their incarnation, you know, and loving us so much to play a contrasting role. Again, we bless everybody else and we allow them to walk their journey. And then we release them. And by releasing, there's no more fault finding, there's no more victim. And then we make space for a new love to come in.
Perfect. Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The forgiving of oneself is really huge, isn't it?
Oh, that's amazing. You know, mm-hmm. And so many people will say, a very knowledgeable, spiritual, enlightened people will say, I forgave such and such. I did that healing work. I forgave that. And I said, yeah, but in the process, the only person you still haven't forgiven is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing. That's an amazing shift in someone because we forgive not in order for anyone else. We forgive to lift the burden of unforgiveness off of our soul. And two things we get from that forgiveness are untold peace and untold happiness.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the forgiving of the self is really, really huge because everything else is just a reflection of what's going on inside of ourselves. So if I'm looking out and I see someone and I see sickness and malaise, it's because I'm carrying that within.
Yeah.
And by the same token, if I look out and I see someone, I see beauty and intelligence and so forth, that's because I'm carrying those qualities within myself as well. So
it's all,
you know, all I'm looking at are versions of what I've got going inside of myself. That's what the elders all tried to teach me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But also, you've got to forgive yourself. Yeah, I mean, forgiving yourself is part of loving yourself. And you can't love anyone else until you love yourself.
Right. It's so love true. And accept all of you, who you are at every given moment.
Yeah, it's very, very true. And when you understand that if you don't like the illusion that you're looking at, that you can always go within because you have the wisdom that God placed in your soul,
mm-hmm.
You can then turn within, use that wisdom to create a different illusion, a different reality outside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Jen, we could take some calls now. We could have, if you'd like.
Well, if you want to bring Candice on, Gary, she's been waiting for 40 minutes.
Well, I can
so.
Do that. I'll go ahead and bring Candice on. And hello, Candice.
Ah.
We're on air with Claire
ah.
Candy Hoff. Where are you
Hi,
calling
are you?
From, Candice?
I'm calling from Louisiana, actually.
Well, wonderful. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Thank you.
Hello, Candice. I love your name.
Thank mm-hmm. you. I love yours, too.
Do you have a question today?
Well, okay, this is the situation. I did at one time, I had to go a little bit, almost 3 years ago, I went through a thing called the Dark Night of the Soul. I do mm-hmm. understand that perfectly. How that is, and how that I had one time I thought somebody was my quote twin, and I ended up mistakenly wrong. The breakup was horrific in a way. I got mad. I blamed him. I blamed myself. I blamed everything around me, and didn't understand why I was going through what I went through. And then it occurs to me, I have already looked within myself. And just what she was just talking about, I really had to go deep inside, not only forgive him, which I did, I also forgave myself of all mm-hmm. the past hurts and things that I went through. And I had to open myself up and say, you know what, I'm ready, I deserve it. I am a queen, I'm beautiful, I'm intelligent, I'm very smart. You know, I'm thinking about the things that I'm passionate about. I love music. That's what I do. And I also write as well, songs and stuff like that. And I had to really dig deep inside because before that I had went through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And it did take a toll. It took some really a lot of healing I had to do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do a lot of healing, and I have to do a lot of self-love and observation. And then this is very interesting. Well, recently, I'm going to say a few, like over a little bit over a month, I met somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most interesting thing when I just became, like, open, accepting. Of course, you know, I mean, really loving myself and everything, and I started to really, really go toward my passion and what my calling was to do was basically get back on working on a music album and everything. Because a lot of things and a lot of trials kind of, I'm saying a lot of experiences, life experiences, kind of prevented me from really working on this thing. And so I had to say, you know what, I got to do what I love to do. And to get back in, I really got to be dedicated fully this time. And I was up there, went to the music store, trying to meet a good friend of mine that works up there.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting, very unexpected thing, when I called him and said, you know, hey, okay, I'm up here, I'm about to come up in store, you know, so I'll see you up there and everything. And very, very unexpected. Very unexpected. I went up there. He called in. He called me back and said, well, I got really sick. Recently, I just got really sick, and I called my boss and someone coming in. I said, oh, that sucks, you know. So I went up in there anyway. And out of nowhere, I see this guy that works up there. Well, actually, I really wouldn't. He's always worked there. I've seen him. Really didn't really cross my mind, but I was just looking around some little stuff, and then he actually came and approached me. And when I turn around, it's like I've seen, it was the most beautiful smile I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, somebody that I really wasn't expecting. Same exact height as I was.
Mm-hmm.
Same small hands as I was. Even the eyes were exactly like mine.
Right.
And that was actually, and a complete, I mean, really blew me by surprise. Because he had the most, not only the prettiest smile I've ever seen, but he was the most intelligent, like extremely smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of like, not intimidated, but I was like, we talked for like at least an hour about just the things. And I was trying to buy some supplies for my instrument and stuff, and we talked for a while. It was like, I don't know, it's like I've known him for a long time. And then
mm-hmm.
it was so interesting because I stopped and asked him. I said, if you don't mind, how old are you? Because, I mean, I could swear he was a little bit too young for me.
Uh-huh.
But he was 9 years older than I was.
Mm-hmm.
Which was unexpected. I said, and he was like, well, I just knew you were younger, a little bit younger, way younger than I was. And I was like, well, no, I actually thought he was younger than I.
Yeah.
Because I actually looked pretty young for my age. And then, but something told me before I even left, I had to get the guy's number. And so
mm-hmm.
before I left and we were talking and everything like that, I asked him, I said, if you don't mind, can I get your number?
Yeah.
And, yeah, he was like, but he was like, he was shy to talk to me. So we talked
right.
on the phone and we talked for a while and we've been through a lot of things very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Although he's never been married, he was engaged before.
Right.
And he's been extremely hurt, just like I was. And we talked and talked, and it was the most amazing thing, but one thing that I have to ask him. I asked him, I said, because he was telling me, he was like, well, I'm more spiritual than religious. And
mm-hmm.
you know when you're, especially when you're more about, especially when you have awakened yourself.
Right.
You know what that means. And I said, wait a minute. After we talked for like, after he didn't mention that, and about 30 minutes after, I said, wait, can I ask you a question? So what do you mean by more spiritual, more religious? I have to ask you that.
Yeah.
And then when he started to tell me about him being empathic as well,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of coincidences and a lot of things in his life that happened. And I was like, oh, my God, I need somebody that gets me.
Well, I was going to say, Candace, it's interesting what you're saying because you're bringing up very, very usually identifying characteristics of twin flame divine love relationships. A lot of times twin flames look like each other. I mean, when my family saw pictures of myself and my twin flame husband Pete, they said you look like twins. It's almost like incestuous. You look like your brother and sister. There's an ease of comfort that both of you have. You know, it's like you've known each other forever, and there's an ease of conversation. You have similar tastes. Another thing that you brought up, Candace, which is really important, is that before you met, there were so many things that, that you were almost like going on parallel tracks. You both were in relationships that, you know, were not honoring to you. You might have been living lives that were disrespectful, but then you had this reflection time, this dark night of the soul, and when you came out of it, bang, you saw him. You know, because your eyes were clear enough to open up to receive. And also, age does not matter. Pete is 10 years younger than me, and a lot of times people think we're actually the same age or that he's older than me, but age is not a factor in it at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And,
so you've actually met yours, Candace, have you? You're not having any problem meeting him?
I really believe he is. We're just actually, the thing is, we're just friends for now because the way our relationship was in the past, and I told myself and I said, you know what, if this is him, we got to do it right. We have to start off as friends. We have to get to know each other. I had to look at that as we're looking at, I'm looking at a relationship a whole different way than I used to. And the reason is because the way concept that the 3D concept of what humans and relations and stuff, a lot of them, most of the time, a lot of people rush into things. They don't really get a chance to know that other person. And by the time everything, emotions involved and everything, they realize everything that they thought about that person or the other way around was not exactly what they put. And so it becomes a control thing. It becomes a possessive thing.
Exactly.
And the ego thing, you know what I mean? You know, even though I did have a connection with the guy over 2 years ago, then I realized when he, the funny thing about it is, when he ran really hard. It's like he didn't want anything to do with me. It was like he literally hated my guts. And I had to wonder, like, why was it? And I didn't understand it. And so I thought that this guy, I was like, okay, he's going to come back. You know, he loves me, this and that. And this. But then as I realized within myself, I was running for who I was. Mm-hmm. I was actually trying to be something that I really wasn't. Just to really make this guy, you know. And then the moment that I met this guy and started talking to him, every single time we met up, magic happened. I mean, like, for instance, my mom's favorite aunt of all time ended up meeting him at the same music store that my mom said, like, we didn't get a chance to go to a concert she wanted to go. It was like a gospel group. And end up, they happened to be in the same city out of all the cities in the world. They're not even from off state.
Yeah.
Out of all the cities in the world, they happened to be there at the same music store that we happened to be in.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Well, we're going to have to wish you much luck with that, Candice, and we're going to have to go to the next caller because we
have quite
a big list. So sorry,
we've only
got a certain amount of time to spend with each person, but we wish you the best of luck with that. That's great if you've already met him. So wishing you much luck.
Okay
then.
Care.
Thank you so much for your call.
Mm-hmm.
And ring us back another time and let us know how you went on. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Because we're going to have to get on to the next caller who's been waiting 44 minutes. So we do have area code 901. Are you there? Area code 901. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Lenita. I'm calling from Memphis.
Lenita.
Glenice.
So sorry. we are quite a few poles apart here.
So, hello, Glenice. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Do you have a question today for the Patsy of Angels and myself?
I have a question for the angels. I think I met my twin flame. I've always, in my heart, known that I come back for a twin flame relationship, but it's he's running, and that makes me think, well, maybe not, but I kind of think, yeah, maybe, yeah, but I, it's just so,
okay,
I don't know.
When you said you think you've met your twin flame, I just got shivers all over the place. I do believe that Mr. No Name, whatever this guy is, I do believe that this is your divine compliment. But what is happening, and I've seen a lot of people speak about this, is twin flame runners. It is so humongously different from anything that they have felt before about love that they just can't handle the enormity of this sensation, because it is extraordinary, this kind of love. You know, it just knocks you off your feet. It's like nothing you've experienced before. And what they do is they get scared and they run.
Well,
and the more that you chase this person, the more they're going to run from you. So the
well,
best
I don't.
Thing,
I don't chase.
Just, okay,
I don't know if
right,
it's so, my ego or what, but I will not. I refuse.
Yeah. Okay, so Lanise, all you can do is just be this beautiful energy inside. I mean, when I tune into you, there's so much clarity about you, and there's so much light, and there's so much acceptance and peace and love, just shining out of you. And what they do want you to do is, and it's not to. It's not to force him to do anything. For about 10 or 15 minutes every single night or during the day, they want you to just sit down and get in a very quiet space, bring in this man's higher self, and just wrap him in green healing light, wrap him in pink cotton candy waves of bubblegum pink unconditional love, and just tell him, I am here for you with this divine love, and whenever you're ready. And believe me, wherever he is, wherever he's running, he will pick up this energy, because you are twins. And this will provide him with a softness, this will provide him with a little bit of comfort, of healing, and to not be so afraid. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for you. It's just it's really amazing that with the consciousness raising on the planet, that this concept of twin flame running is coming into effect, because it's scary for a lot of people, because to think that they will have to commit. Okay, the first card that comes out for you is the sun. Nice and sunny, radiant, bright, shining. Yes, it's saying, yes, this fellow is that divine complement of yours. And to just settle in that knowledge. Just say, thank you for this beautiful love in my life. Because whether he's physically there or not in front of you, he's still your divine complement. The next, oh my gosh, you've got the sun and the star. Woohoo! Oh my gosh! The only one next
sounds
to come
like
out
a yes.
If the moon comes out next, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket. I'm telling you. Okay, this is the star.
Me
this
too.
The star card is saying a dream comes true for you. Believe in yourself. Just fill yourself up. What the angels want you to do is pat yourself on the back, because to get to this stage on the earth plane of drawing your divine complement to yourself means you have been through hell and back, lovely lady,
yes.
Lanise. And the next card is the Ace of Pentacles, which is a new beginning around abundance, that feeling of miracles. And it's funny, I mentioned I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket anyway, because this is saying it's your lucky day. New resources.
Wow. I was thinking that too. Just go get a lottery ticket anyway.
I'm going to go get a lottery ticket anyway. Oh, my gosh. Tonight's the night. A change in your job, a change in your promotion, the sun, the star, and the ace of money and abundance. Lanise, congratulate yourself.
There you go.
And that's all you can do. Lucky lady, you should walk around as a talisman for people to touch, because that's the kind of radiance for people to pick up from your energies.
That's sure to get you another
you.
Guy, too,
Yeah.
So there you go.
The angels have been so, they have really been answering my prayers and just doing so much. One day I was in a tizzy thinking about this guy. Is he or is he not? And I was in an uproar, so I said, I'm just going to find other things to do. So I went on this events page to find out what's going on in my city, and I just said to myself, is he really my twin flame? And I looked on that on the venue, and there was a band playing, and my eyes fell upon the word twin soul.
Wait,
well, I mean, stuff like that. And he doesn't know about the twin flame connection and all that. He's very spiritual, but he says that everything that I think when we come together in conversation, whatever I've experienced, he's experienced the same thing too. And he said, it just feels like you're inside of me.
Oh, that's it. That's it. You know, I often say,
I just keep getting confirmation after confirmation.
It's like he is the masculine version of you, and you are the female version of him. And the reason he says that is because your out breath is his in breath, and every beat of your heart is exactly the same.
Yeah.
Wow.
And everything was so beautiful. Then all at once, I called him. He didn't return my call. I called him again, and I haven't heard from him since the call.
Let him call you. You stand in your magnificent self and attract. Okay, attract.
Yay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. Wow. Good
yeah,
one,
say
Gary.
His
good,
name.
Good
say his name yeah. nine times, about nine
okay.
times a day, and he'll get the message eventually.
And if you walk around being that talisman for other people to touch, that might get you somebody of a replacement anyway.
I want
you know,
my twin.
Gotta look
but
at options, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but if he's my divine counterpart, I hear you because I go there too. But if he's really my divine counterpart, that's what I want. But my
well,
nine thing,
times,
so can I'm really kind of irritated
times.
With him now.
Yeah. And have fun. Have fun while you're doing it. You know, this is supposed to be fun.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I keep telling myself.
Okay. Thank you, Lenny, for that
wonderful
call.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
I'll go ahead and mute you and let you continue to listen. And we'll move on to the next caller from the 661 area code. 661, you're on air with Claire Candy Hoff. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Jumpy, how are you?
Hello, Jumpy.
It's Jumpy from Brazil. Hi, Jumpy. How are you?
Hi, my dear. I'm fine.
Oh, good. And have you met your twin flame? Jumpy. Did you hear me?
Have you
met? Yes, I can.
Did you meet your twin flame yet, Jumpy?
Not yet. All over my life, I never had a twin, I lost many people, but I never had a both hands relationship.
So what would be your question for Candy?
Because I'm kind of slaved by my mother due to financial issues, and I nearly never leave my house, and I'm looking forward to meet my twin flame. I would like to learn more about it.
Right, Jumpy, that you don't leave your house because of financial issues, or you're tied to your family, your mother?
Yes.
Okay. Well, even if you haven't lived away from home, it doesn't mean that you can't have extraordinary experiences right where you are, because the posse of angels are telling me that each and every one of us is where we are, not by happen chance. We are divinely put where we are in order for our greatest growth, and also the growth to serve ourselves and to serve other people. So I feel that you've been limiting yourself, thinking that you possibly, you know, haven't been able to go out yet and experience more of the world or experience more of things outside of your home or, you know, the area that you're living in. But they're saying that the more that you open yourself up to see the myriad of things that are around you could help with your spiritual growth and to serve yourself, then your eyes will be open to receive the absolute miracles that are there right on your doorstep.
That's great.
They want your eyes to be open because you're limiting yourself. You know, I have so many clients say to me, oh, you know, it's my dream to go out and start an orphanage in Ethiopia, and you know, and I can't sleep until that happens. And I say, well, what are you doing to help children in your own area? And they're saying, well, nothing. And I said, well, there's lots of, you know, homeless children. There are lots of children in foster care. I said, if you really do want to help children, they're there on your own doorstep. All you need to do is open your eyes. And that's what they want you to do, Jumpy.
Yes, yes. I have a nephew who needs love badly because her mother is neglecting him. And I'm taking care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, this is also a karmic contract that you have set up to be of service in this way.
Yeah.
And this is serving you for your highest good. And by doing so, you are experiencing a divine love in this way of being of service. And when you're of service in this divine way, you can't help but then draw other wonderful divine energies to yourself in your reality.
Yeah.
So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for you today. You are doing such a wonderful thing by looking after somebody. Are they elderly or are they sick?
What?
Is the person elderly or are they sick?
I have both. My mother is sick and elderly, and I have another. My nephew is 9 years old. He's from America, and he's now living in Brazil.
Okay. All right. Well, you certainly have signed on for a wonderful task of being of service. The Emperor card comes out for you. Jumpy, they want you to hold your head up high, and they want you to know that this has been given to you, or you co-created for this to happen in order for you to really take charge of this situation. Don't see it as a burden. See it more as a blessing.
I don't see it at all.
Okay, good. Then that's the track that they want you to keep on. The Ace of Swords comes in for you. This is a wonderful new beginning for you, that they're saying that because of this blessing, more will be given to you. And the Page of Cups comes out, and in this instance, it's providing a new opportunities for new relationships to open up for you, because you have a greater capacity to give, they also want you to open up to receive. They're really saying bless you for being of service in this way.
Wow, that's brilliant, Jumpy.
Yes. That's
so
all I
good luck
to
with
hear.
That.
So lots of love and lots of wonderful energies coming your way for being of wonderful service. It's a great blessing.
That's great.
Okay, Jumpy.
Yeah, it sounds
like
you open more than your eyes, open your heart, and get ready to receive.
Yes, Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm leaving the show now. But could you please leave the link for her site on the chat room?
You want the website on the chat room?
Yeah,
is that
please.
What you said, Jumpy? Okay, then. No
yeah.
problem.
Lovely.
Yeah, I love you all. Thank you very much.
What is your website?
The website is www.angelhealinghouse.com. ANGEL. Healing, HEALING, house, HOUSE .com.
And you're on Facebook.
The chat? Yeah, great. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Jumpy.
Thank you, my dear friends. I love you all.
Thank
I'm
you,
leaving
you
now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very
much.
We'll
put you on mute, Jumpy. Bye. And we'll bring on the next caller who's been waiting 36 minutes, and it's area code 760. If I can get the mic live. Hello, area code 760. What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Georgette. How are you?
Hi, Georgette. Where are you speaking from?
From Southern California, the San Diego area.
Oh, lovely.
You're only about 3 hours from me, Georgette.
Yeah, I was just in Los Angeles yesterday, so I love going back and forth.
What's happening in your life?
Yeah, so I'm calling in. You know, this whole twin flames idea has been something that I've been very connected to for a while now, and I thought I found my twin flame, and it seems like it's not the connection that I hoped for and thought that would have developed into at this point, so I'm ready to release this person.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel a strong energy of my twin flame around me. So I was wondering if you could help me sort that out.
Oh, absolutely. Now, they're saying that this person was not your twin flame, as there were too many compromises and too much settling. And
mm-hmm.
there was something inside of you that just said, he is this and he's that, but. And if there's a but after it, it's not the twin flame, you know,
mm-hmm.
in any way, shape, or form. But the reason why you're feeling that twin flame energy around you is because you've honored and you've respected yourself enough to actually verbalize. And if you didn't voice it out loud, they want you to voice it out loud. I have compromised myself in love in the past. But from now on, I will show you that I will not compromise, and I will be the physical representation of that divine love. Okay, the first thing they want you to do, Georgette, and what I tell people to do, not tell them, but we do it together in our twin flame counseling session, is to write a decree to God. Have you written a sacred pact to God about your twin flame?
No.
Okay, the decree goes like this. Thank you. Do not ask. Do not say, I wish or I want or I need, because you're always going to be wanting or needing. You say, thank you for my twin flame relationship, because he's already yours.
Mm.
This affirms that, you know, there's no more wanting, there's no more desiring. In this present moment, I have this twin flame relationship. He may still be in the etheric. He may not physically have manifested in, but it's yours already. So you affirm that you have this. That solidifies and makes that grow stronger. And then you, God, and the angels, you co-create and you write the characteristics of what you want in the twin flame. Now, when I did this in March of 2003, it was 3 months after my angelic walk-in experience that I had, I wrote that my twin flame was kind. He was gentle. He was trustworthy. He was considerate. He was loyal. It sounded like I was talking about a dog, you know.
Or a Boy Scout.
Or a Boy Scout, exactly. You know, that he was affectionate, that we worked together, we traveled the world together. He supported me. Nothing was more important than the relationship, and that he always made the relationship a priority, and he treated me like a princess. I went on to the pen, and I then automatically wrote with the angels what our life was going to look like, where we were going to travel, and then when I wrote this out, I slept with it under my pillow morning and night, and I read this out every morning and night, and while I did it, I visualized what our life would be like together. And I did that in March of 2003, and I didn't compromise myself in love for the next 6 months. I respected and honored myself, and then in September, at a party I should not have been at, it was a come-as-your-favorite rock star party. I went as Stevie Nicks, and the only Elvis out of 150 people walked in, and Pete was wearing the all-in-one white jumpsuit and the red cape and the aviator glasses and the pompadour hair, and 5 days later he asked to marry me.
Wow.
He wanted to ask me after 3 days, but he thought he would wait until five because his head said, how could you ask somebody to marry you after only 3 days? But after 5 days, he felt the hand of God pushing him, saying, yes, 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 ask this girl to marry you. And after that first line, I must tell you, I wrote, thank you for my twin flame relationship and marriage. Not that you have to have a piece of paper, but it was important to me to have that ceremony. So there are many other things that we can go through in the twin flame counseling. You know, I either do this in my Los Angeles office or do this nationally and internationally over Skype. But that's the first, that's the one little bit of information that I will give you, that it will help you enormously to write that decree and to keep solidifying over and over and over again, thank you. Thank you for my twin flame relationship. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for lovely Georgette.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Woohoo! There's your knight. It's not the knight in shining armor. This is the knight of action. This is the knight of swords. This is all of, and the posse of angels are saying that this energy that I've introduced you to and got you to thinking about, not searching for him. You don't have to release that burden. How many people are burdened in today's society by looking for their partner, looking for a love? You don't have to search for him anymore because he's yours already.
Mm-hmm.
This decree and this going over that and filling yourself up knowing that he's yours already, this is the Knight of Swords. This is the action. This will etherically start that action from whirling around you and creating that divine love. And then you become a lighthouse, like a beacon that draws that love to yourself. The next card that comes out is the partnership card. This is the two of cups. This is the kindred spirit cups. This is the kindred spirit partnership to creating a wonderful emotional connection and love. And the third one, oh, my gosh, I'm buying two lottery tickets. The next one that comes out is the Nine of Pentacles. This is the dreams are fulfilled card. This is having a beautiful life. This is sitting back and just reveling in this love that's already yours. So this is wonderful, Georgette. I'm not going to say I want an invitation to your wedding, but I'm saying you send me an email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com when he physically manifests in your reality. Because by getting these three cards, it just feels like it's going to be very soon.
Yeah, that's what I feel too, and you just validated. That's great.
Yay!
I'm so excited.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Well,
hey,
good luck, Georgette.
Watch what you get for Christmas.
Yeah. He's liable to wind up in your stocking or something.
Okay, well, I'm going to make sure that chimney is open.
Oh. Well, you just go out and have an absolutely blessed day. I'm so happy for you. And just like Lynise, I felt Pete around me 6 weeks before we met. I would sit on the couch and I would watch a movie with a bowl of popcorn on my lap, and I would feed him. I didn't know his name. I wasn't quite sure what he looked like, but I would feed him popcorn. And every night I would pull the covers over him and pat his head and say, good night, don't let the bed bugs bite, and I'd give him a kiss good night. He was there. He was not physically there, but he was there. And if you're feeling this, Georgette, it's going to be very close for you.
Poor devil won't know what hit him.
Oh,
in a very good way.
Thank you so much, beautiful Georgette. And we're going to have to get on to the next caller. So good luck. And don't forget, email us, let us know what's going on. And we'll put you back on mute. And do you want to bring the next caller, Gary?
I can do that. They've been waiting 45 minutes from the 360 area code. 360, you're on air with Candy Hoof. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Ashley and I'm calling from Washington State.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Now, what do you have a question for the Posse of Angels and myself?
The angels. I was wondering if the person I'm with now is my twin flame.
Okay. Let me see.
We have one more caller after this, Candy. And we've got 18 minutes left, so we're going to have to sort of bash on a little bit.
Okay, all right. Well,
sorry.
I guess the fact, Ashley, that you're asking, I would say not.
Okay.
That's what I'm picking up. If you, with a twin flame, you will be so clear that you will recognize yourself in the eyes of this other person. And if you're asking, then it's an almost assuredly that it's a no.
Okay.
Okay,
and also,
let me get a good,
could I ask when I would maybe find that one, the right one?
No. The angels don't know time and they don't know money. Two of the top questions. You put your emphasis on being that divine love, of clearing and cleansing anything inside of you that is not in direct alignment with that love. And then you will be that lighthouse, that beacon that draws that to yourself. The Six of Pentacles comes out for you and is saying is that you are this abundance inside. Don't you worry about the when, because the how and the when is not your providence. That's the providence of God and the angels. They're saying, let go of the worry, okay? The nine of swords is the worry card, and this is not your concern. But they're saying, do not compromise and do not settle. And, of course, the patience card has come out for you to have patience in knowing that your twin flame is already yours, and you just have to be that beacon of light, and that's all you can do, all right?
All right. Thank you very much. I needed to hear that.
Okay. Take care of yourself. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good luck, Ashley. Call in when you meet him. And let's put Ashley back on mute. And we have one more caller on area code 714. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Leanna, and I'm calling from Temecula,
California. Lovely to meet you, Leanna.
Lovely to speak to you, Leanna. What's your question today?
I have been single for a long time, and I know the angels don't tell you when and where, but is there something I need to do? I don't want to be single forever.
Okay. First of all, they're jumping right in here and they're saying, stop trying to figure it out. You're overanalyzing it. You're trying to say, if I do this, then this will happen. If I then follow these steps, then this will happen. And life does not work like that. They're saying you're not having enough, you're not allowing yourself to have enough fun. You're not allowing yourself to play enough, to feel absolute bliss, to giggle. They want you to giggle. They want you to wiggle. They want you to dance. They want you to laugh. And they want you to start enjoying your life and stop trying to figure it out. Because it's in the present moment. It's in that feeling of abundance, of feeling that you're whole and complete. The only way you get a twin flame is if you feel whole and complete in and of yourself. Twin flames don't come together when you need somebody. They said stop being needy. It's lovely to have somebody else in your life, but you won't get that divine love if you feel like you're incomplete in any way without it. Turn the mirror back on yourself and start to rock and roll, Leanna. Start to have some fun. three cards quickly for you is release the past. The past is ended. Free yourself from trying to figure it out. They would say, baby, take a bow now. Put the past behind you and then start to have some fun. And then the world card comes out. The world is your oyster card. Then everything opens up. Instead of trying to figure it out, open yourself up to receive. I'm having a great show tomorrow on my Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. It's called Surrender to Experience Flow and Ease in Your Life. This is flow of money, flow of relationships, flow of health, flow of anything. The next card that comes out is the Knight of Swords card, is the movement card forward. You will get movement in your love life or movement in those things if you just stop trying to figure it out and start to have lots of fun.
Okay.
I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, thank you for that call. Lovely. Okay, that was Leanna. And we do actually have one more caller left on, and it's area code 601.
Mm-hmm. I'll go
Hello.
Ahead and bring them on.
Yes, please, Gary.
601, you're on air with Candy Huff. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Tara from Mississippi.
Kath, did
Hello.
You say?
Hi, Kath. We've got about 13 minutes left. What would be the question for Candy?
Love life. Do you see it getting better?
Your love life is getting better. Okay. While I'm shuffling the cards, Kath, the first thing that they're asking for me is, what do you do in any week that allows you to laugh and to play and to have fun?
I guess it'd be going out with friends. I hang out with my friends a lot.
Okay. This doesn't involve anyone else. This is some form of creative expression that they're talking about. The words that they're giving for you to improve your love life, a lot of people want to improve their love life and they think it entails somebody outside of themselves. But you can't have a wonderful love outside of yourself unless you love yourself. So the creativity that they want you to bring forth, which is going to create softness, responsiveness, some yielding inside of you, is something to do with either drawing or writing. Have you written a book?
No, I enjoy reading, though.
Okay. No, it's not reading. That's passive. It's writing, writing a journal, writing a book. It's not going to an art gallery or looking at a painting. It's drawing. It's not, you know, watching a dance video. It's dancing. It's some form of creative expression that they want you to do to make you feel more feminine, to make you feel more creative. It could be craft work. It could be gardening, which is a bit, you know, difficult in Mississippi. Well, I don't know what the weather's like over there going into winter. But if there's some form of creative expression that they want
okay.
you to do, which is going to create a softness inside of you and a more of a love of yourself. Okay, because you want to be that reflection to draw that that beautiful love to yourself easily. The first again, that first card that comes out, and I was shuffling, is the Nine of Swords, which is often called the worry card. You know, they really do want you to release any feelings of being alone and not being loved. And put your emphasis on truly just, you know, just that love of yourself. The next card that comes in is the Two of Wands card, which is the partnering card. This is showing a rainbow. And by doing this, it sounds funny, but by giving to yourself and loving yourself through this creative expression, you will then draw important relationships with people who share your same love, share your same vision. And the next card is the Strength card. Have the strength enough to know that that love inside of you is going to shine out and is going to create those other relationships in front of you. And you won't even have to search for them. So I truly hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, it has.
Okay, thank you, Kath. Lots of love.
So Create. Whatever it is, draw a picture. Cook a meal. Yeah. Cooking is creative.
So
you
do have time to do another card, Candy, if you've got time. Well, we have time,
I do have time. So.
Okay. So if you want to get Kath another card.
Okay, let's go. Let's see. Kath, you still on the line with us?
Yes.
Okay, good. You have time for some more insights. Let's do it. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to my goddess cards.
Okay.
You're in trouble now.
Yeah, you want some feminine empowerment?
Any help.
Yes, feminine. Because, you know, the funny thing about goddesses is when we emulate a goddess, there is nothing that is wimpy about a goddess. She doesn't get her empowerment from being physically strong. She gets her empowerment from knowing exactly who she is, and she doesn't yield or give that away, compromising and settling for any less than what she truly desires. So let's go to the goddess cards and pull some inspiration for our cast. And, of course, anybody else who's listening, or for Gary and Christy or myself, all of these readings contain something for us, because we are all one. Woohoo! Okay.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite cards in this deck, and I pull it so often because she's one of the head members in my posse of angels. This is the Mother Mary card, and the Mother Mary card is about expecting a miracle. Okay, it's about having the faith in yourself that you deserve a divine love. It's also the card that says, be compassionate with yourself, be forgiving with yourself, have mercy for yourself. You know, stop being so hard on yourself and know that your prayers are going to be answered in time. But those that have miracles in their life, those are the ones that have faith that miracles will happen, and they believe they will. So if you believe that you will have a divine love, and you create, as Gary said, there is no way that it cannot not happen. The next, oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to buy a fourth lottery ticket. Okay, this next one is Guinevere. Guinevere, in the times of Arthurian legend, she was the one, you know, that entranced, you know, King Arthur. This is about true love. This is about true love coming in. But you need to propel yourself as a co-creator with this universe so that the universe can deliver this great love to you. This card tells me. It just tells me, Kath, that you just haven't spent enough time seeing yourself as this romantic figure.
Nice.
Being feminine. One of the things that I love doing is I love getting lost in, because one of my past lives was as a courtesan in Venice in the 1500s, I love reading books, historical fiction about that time. And I visualize myself, I'm there, I'm dressed in these beautiful gowns with the headdresses and the feathers and the, see yourself as that beautiful feminine energy. And then that's the energy that you will put out. And the next one is the transformation card. Your world has to transform. The butterfly maiden says you're experiencing enormous changes by doing this and connecting to the divine feminine inside of you, which is then going to burst you out of this cocoon as this beautiful butterfly. And then you will draw that to yourself. So I hope that's been helpful.
Okay. Oh, it has.
Wow.
Great advice there, Candy.
I'm glad I called in.
I'm glad you called in too, Kath. Lots of love.
Yeah, thanks, Kath. A lovely energy, hasn't she?
Yes, she does.
Thank you so much for your call, Kath. Okay, good luck with that. And we're going to say goodbye in just one moment. But before we do, next week we have the welcome return of John Lucas. And he's the guy who removes the imprint of pain. So if you're in any sort of physical pain, I think we did a Broken Heart show the other week, but next Monday he's going to be doing physical pain. So I'll call in and he'll remove that for you. And thank you so much once again, Candy, for your welcome return. And hope to have you back soon. About February, will you come back?
That would be lovely. Such a joy always to be in your energies, Jen Christy. And a big squeeze to you, Gary, where you are in Nashville.
Oh, thank you.
And what, to Nashville.
what is your show, Candy? What is your next show?
My next show is on every week. Actually, tomorrow's the 150th show for me. Every week I've been setting up with my posse of angels, and for my weekly shows, each one is different. It's at 11 o'clock Tuesday morning Pacific Standard Time. That's in California. And all of the shows are archived on the Blog Talk Radio site. They each contain relevant channeled information that helps people create lives of, have more direction, love, peace, joy, and absolute bliss in their lives. So I love, getting on air and taking these free calls and bringing forth the channeled information.
Oh, sounds wonderful. And yours is on Saturday evenings, isn't it, Gary? Yours is the Daddy G Show.
Right, A Night with Saturday. Daddy G, every night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's that's 6 p.m. Pacific time, but every Saturday night, A Night with Daddy G.
So with us, goodbye, God bless, and thank you both of you for being with us. Thank you to the angels. Thank you to everyone who helped to co-create the show by being in the chat room, calling in on the switchboard, or listening in. Thank you so much. And as I said, I channeled this song for my husband. It's a bit of a rock song. And I channeled this one for my husband. It's called Twin Soul. So thank you once more. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye, everyone. Take care.
Bye. Bye.